Hi, this is Dr. Homer Lim, and you're listening to your Holistic Health Podcast. Good afternoon, guys. Welcome to our weekly talk here at Akesis Holistic Health. I'm Dr. Homer Lim. So today, we're going to be discussing a system or a diagnostic device, no, wherein we can check our energy field or what we call yung aura, no. I think the title of this talk is actually how to measure or to know your the inner light. So actually our bodies, no, do produce light, no. It's the only issue there is because the amount of light that we produce is not as strong, so we don't really see it. However there are many psychics or those who see auras, those who see special abilities to see auras, they can see the aura of people. So, but actually there is a science behind this. It's called biophotonics. Bio meaning life, photon meaning light. So biophotons. So it's called biophotonics. So this started with, I think, one of the earliest proponents of this that popularized this, what we call biophotonics or inner light, is called Kirlian photography, wherein they picture your aura or they picture the energetic fields using X-ray plates. No, so they took pictures of plants, of animals, of humans. So it's called Kirlian photography. No, and then it was further upgraded. No, so they have many cameras now that have shown to actually take pictures of your aura. However, during the earliest time, you have to be in a room zero light, so it's hard to set up a place or a room with zero light, and then they put a special camera to take your auric field or aura. No, so then as more technology became advanced, the cameras being more sensitive, no, so now and then ideas came up of why not, instead of, you know, putting you in a dark room, maybe we can measure your aura by, you know, measuring the auric field or the aura of fingers, no? So one of the things that came out was called BioWeld. So I'm not selling the machine, but we do use this. This is one way for us to measure your energy, your aura, your chakras, based on Chinese medicine. So because in Chinese medicine, your fingers are like, can be measured using either electricity or again light in measuring your body or your organ system, no? So in what we call the biophotonics or biofield research, no, in light, what we call yung light auric field or auric light branch of medicine, no, it's making diagnostics based on your energetic field, no? So just to give you an idea how it looks like, so this is actually the machine, no? So what you actually do here is you take your, has a camera inside, so you could see here, so there's a mirror and there's actually a camera. So again, as I mentioned to you before, earlier, no, a while ago, before they would measure your light or your auric field when you're in a completely zero light room. Now, because of technology becoming more advanced, and they learned maybe there are other ways of measuring it without putting you in an extremely dark room. So they now can measure your light by using a finger. So when we measure, we actually put each finger at a time. So all the 10 fingers, the light is measured. So once those pictures, it's actually a picture, I'll show you how it looks like. So it takes picture of your each individual fingers. So you could see here, you have 10 fingers. So it actually measures the light of the fingers. Okay. And those light is then processed. It's processed in a server in Russia, because this is a Russian technology, Russian device. So then it measures, it gives you an idea
of how your auric field looks like. This is side view, front view, and on the right side view, right? So you have like a some sort of a 3D view of your auric field. So what you're looking at actually are if there are disturbances in your auric field, meaning we want the auric field to be almost uniform, not too many spikes. This is my field. You could see there are some spikes here on the back near the neck. So that's because I'm having some back neck pain, you know, when we took this scan, right? So you could see that there's some form of too much spike there. That's because of the energy field being more intense. It's because of the pain that I was experiencing at that time. So you could see here, you could also see your chakra if they are, number one, aligned. Number two, the sizes also of the chakras also is important. So you could see some of them are quite big. Some of them are actually out of line because we want them to be here at the center. Okay, and then here we have here individual, what we call individual measurement. So you have their different regions using Chinese medicine. So then you have scan analysis, your energy field, is your organs balanced, is your if your energy is good or bad. So this quite actually gives you a very good overview for especially I would suggest this for people who are into acupuncture or into energy medicine. If they, you know, a lot of those energy healers, they are very, how do you say, particular or very conscious of their chakra. So this is one way for you to be objective with regards to your measuring your auric field as well as your chakra. So that's what we call the BioWell machine, which measures your auric field, or what we call the biophoton. So you could actually go and search online. You will be surprised that there is a large group of research doctors from Russia, Europe, United States, researching on light, which is called biophotonics. I'm sure in a few years' time, this will be more widely accepted in the conventional medicine, because this is a scientific field. There is data showing that it's really accurate in not only helping you with your chakra. It's actually very important because they want to do research on looking at auras and predicting if you have certain diseases. So there are many patterns. So when you see an aura, there are many patterns that they are looking at, wherein they can actually diagnose already if you have kidney problems, heart problems, or you have cancer. So this is a very important field when it comes to diagnosis. So I'm sure in a few years time, this will be more accepted and more mainstream in terms of diagnosis. Okay, so it measures your aura. Okay, so I'm not selling the machine. Okay, so I don't make money I just want to show you people that there are machines out there that are actually very effective and actually quite helpful, especially for those who are in the field of Chinese medicine, energy medicine, as well as those practicing meditation or yoga. So this very, very nice device to have. Okay.
Now I will read some questions from our listeners and answer them in this segment. It can predict or detect energy field imbalance. So when we say energy field, it doesn't mean that energetic field there's some it's weak or it's too high energy. Sometimes when you go to the laboratory, your ultrasound, your blood test, sometimes it's normal, because what it detects is the energy field. So if there is a what we call very strong weakness, no, then it will show on your other scans like your ultrasound, CT scan, blood test. However, if it's very early, you only see, you don't really see anything on the conventional blood test, only on these tests, because they test the energetic parameters, no? Or energetic signature of organs, no? Thank you for listening to your Holistic Health Podcast. This is Dr. Homer Lim. Now, if you do have questions about your health or you would like to request topics for our next podcast, please do message us at our FB page or Instagram at Akesis Holistic Health, or you may visit our website at www.akesisholistic.com. Thank you again, and please do come back for our next episodes.